Blog Talk Radio. What up, everybody? Hope everybody out there had a good day today, man. If you're still out there on the grind having a good day, welcome everybody to another week of Texas Grudge Talk, man. As y'all know, they had the Texas Radio Roundup this weekend, just passed. Looked like a pretty good group of radio cars down there, man. Pretty fast cars, lighting up the boards and stuff, and he even had a couple no-time classes and stuff like that. I don't think they had no grudge races to get off at it. But, man, seemed like a pretty good event, man. They raced till shit till the damn sun came up. That's for damn sure. But, besides that, man, this week coming, we got Big Jake race at XRP. Friday and Saturday. I think Thursday they're doing a test session, but two-day event, Friday and Saturday, man. So, see, there's a bunch of people traveling, coming, whether they spectating and coming with cars, man. Just, hey, wish everybody safe travels and the best of luck, man, out there this weekend. We got anybody else with any upcoming events, any announcements or anything of that nature? I mean, y'all feel free to press the one button. Come on and let me know what's on your mind. Outside of that, man, shit, we just see what we can do, man. Yeah, somebody might want to, I could possibly get a lock-in for Big Jake racing up, man. Maybe somebody got some heat in their head. Like I know them boys out of Austin. Been trying to get a race, been posting the card, and don't seem like nobody answered the call yet. Other than that, man, let's see who I got on here, man. Goddamn, boy, y'all sure be killing me, boy. When the race week, boy, I can't get nobody to say shit. Come race week. Let's see, man. Let's see what I can get stirred up here. Give my shit starters on here. See if I got Joel on here. Something like that, man. Yeah, hold on 1 second. Go ahead. Huh. Yeah, 832-9924. Atta Cat, come on in there.
Hey, man, I just got my mic open, man. Just want to see what was going on because I got expectations to go to this race this weekend. But I don't have expectations. I don't have expectations to be there watching a race at 6 in the morning, though. So,
well,
for some reason, Dallas like
did Dallas it
races.
First.
Well, you see, like all of their races start at, they start at 11 o'clock and they don't end at 7 in the morning. I can't figure that shit out. You know, I done got old
now.
The
first moments, man.
Yeah. But I'm going to go. As soon as I get sleepy, shit.
You going to go?
I'll be out of there.
Yes,
I ain't sleeping
yes,
at the track either.
Another one. Yes. But man, look, man, can't I got you on here, man. Very, very good point. I don't understand what's going on. I can see if maybe they was just wanting a grudge race till that time of the morning, but still be running classes, man. I mean, shit, I know that's very frustrating as a racer to be up and having to stay up all night if you want to complete the class or if you want to try to win the money that's out there. I'm sure they can be very frustrating, right. You know. I'm sure from what I heard, a lot of people said fuck it and, you know, and just kind of got out of it after a certain while. People that was in it, I couldn't understand it either, but I guess that's what That's why we had all them buy runs, from what I heard. They had so many damn buy runs.
Oh, man, that's bullshit. They had 3-4 buy runs. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, to be a race car driver, I'm going to have to get back in the gym and start working out to stay up all night, you know?
So, as a promoter, man, something like that happening. I mean, what you think could have been done better? Just, I know you wasn't there, so I guess maybe just on the outside looking in, little hindsight, I guess, you know, what could possibly have been done differently?
Okay, let's just clear it up. I wasn't there. I wasn't at the driver's meeting either. But the old-fashioned, quickest, simplest way to do is draw out of the hat. That's the simplest way to do it. It stops a lot of confusion, it stops trickery, and it stops that you don't know what you're doing. If you pull out the hat, you still don't have to know what you're doing, but it'll come out right. But the way they did it, they did it off of a ladder, and that's confusing if you don't know what the hell you're doing.
So if you do a chip draw, right, you're basically doing a chip draw in the beginning, then after that you're working the ladder, right? You don't chip draw no more after that, right?
Well, it's up to you. You can use the hat all the way through, all the way down to the last two cars, you know?
I thought when they make the ladder, you just pull that first time, then after that you just running off the ladder.
You can, but like I said, I don't know how they got crossed up at this last race to where you had, I think somebody said they had about 4 buys, and I'm like, come on, man, 4 buys? And then that they had to draw over 2 or 3 times? No, that's too much confusion. That's too much confusion. That's one thing a racer don't like to be is frustrated. You see what I'm saying? When they sit in them cars, go down through there, try and get their minds right and focused, they don't need to be frustrated. See what I'm saying? They don't need to be pissed off.
Yeah.
And then you knocking on my window, hey, we need to redraw. Hell, I got me a duck first round. I don't want to redraw. You see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I can see that too. You kind of already got your mindset on who you're going after. I have. I guess that makes sense too. Shit.
I mean, give me one good reason why we got to redraw. Are we letting somebody in that came late? I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's damn near not a good reason to redraw, to draw over again. I just don't understand this shit. You know, did somebody miscount a call? You know, I don't know.
So even in the event, how they were saying all these cars dropped out by working the ladder, if they didn't draw every round, they would be working the ladder. Wouldn't it be possible to just start moving cars together and pairing them up versus having all these buy runs? Hell, I got confused on one race because Jesse James and who was it? Bad Nana raced somebody. They both had buy runs, you know.
The worst thing you could do is pair them up because now people looking like, so you want to run your homeboy, you want to run this person. Just put everybody's names in a hat and draw out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start pairing, you know what that brings? More frustration.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I just figured, shit, hell, if a bunch of people dropped out, she'd start moving people on that ladder that spread apart, put them together, and, you know, shit, something. But, I mean, like I said.
Okay, but that's a buy. When you run off the ladder, and now you got buys, multiple buys. You know, you see what I'm saying? You know, you put everybody's name in the hat, hold it in the air, and let everybody draw. You know, it is what it is. Can't nobody see nothing. Just draw. One run one, two run two, or either you have one left and one aura sample, you know, one you in the right lane,
right lane.
Down the left lane. It's already figured out for you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like I said, definitely confusing seeing that one race and, you know, thinking one car was put out and then come back around and they end the shootout. I was watching the live feed. I was all fucking confused for a second. Let's see here. We got some hands went up. We got a Dallas
they had a hell of a, they had a hell of a turnout, you know. But don't get me wrong. This race, it ain't just popped up. This race been going on for years. It's just been moved around to multiple tracks. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Ethan, your mic open. Come on.
What's up, everybody? Hey, yes, sir. You better know it. So I wanted to ask, I wanted to answer Mr. Allocate's question. So, like, at the motorplex, it's a little difficult. And I ran into this same problem myself. So, for one, like, the place is so big and their PA system is just not, it works. But it don't work when you way back there out park. So what happens is you just say, for example, you do your driver meeting and then everybody go back to their truck or cars or whatever. Well, when everybody come to race, just say, for example, me and you racing and then JP and Troy racing. Well, for some damn reason, when everybody come back up to flying in the pit, they get up there and don't know who they go race. So now you got one class with 50 cars and another class with 33, and you're like, all right, who you put the race? Oh, I don't know. He way back there. So in my case, what I started doing with it, I caught a lot of slack behind it, but like I explained to people, if I got 50 cars in one class and 30 cars in another, I don't give a damn how big that staging area is when that many cars also got golf carts and poles and straps hooked up to them, you can't maneuver them cars around. So I personally shut the whole damn staging lane down. I don't care if it is 12 lanes. That way, when they come up there and they act like they don't know who they supposed to race and all that good stuff, I can tell them, okay, well, you pull your car, you take your ass all the way around there and line back up. Now, the thing with the ladder, what happened with them, and that's why me personally, I don't like ladders myself. To do a ladder, you got to have an even count. That's just like Final Four. You got 64 or you got 32. So when you mess around and get eyeballs or 37 and 57 and stuff like that, it throws it all the way out because, see, like Coach, he was in the driver meeting and he had one ladder, and next thing he know, in the middle of his driver meeting, somebody run up to him and like, oh, no, Coach, they changed the ladder on you. So in that case, you know, I mean, like I said, I don't know what Barrett and his wife had going on with that, but that was a total shock to Coach as far as, like, why they even changed up the ladder. I don't know if somebody dropped out or somebody came in later. And then also, which I don't do at my race, you get people that want to enter multiple classes. So they did the extreme cruise, extreme street class or whatever, but they had to go on that 30-mile cruise. Well, half of them cars were still trying to run in that other race. So instead of them just saying, hey, man, you're going to have to pick one or the other because you can't have all these people, you know what I'm saying, waiting on you until y'all get through with y'all cruise. So that's another thing that, you know, delayed them too when they end up doing that. And that's why I tell them at the picnic, I'm like, hey, man, I ain't trying to be funny, but I can't have y'all in multiple classes. And reason I say that because it's not fair unless, you know, you in one class and you holding up a whole nother class trying to get through the lanes or whatever, you know what I'm saying, to that. So, you know, but that, I know this weekend that's pretty much what happened. Like I say, on that ladder, it ended up being odd numbers. And like Coach said, shit, if it's me, I'm going to draw every round. Well, you know, like I say, it ain't Coach race, whoever race it is, you know, Mikey and Barrett, they feel like, well, it takes too long to draw every round. And then so they come up with that ladder, and, you know, that's kind of where it went from there.
Yeah, but, I mean, the ladder work, like you say, it'll work in a tournament style like that. But then when you got cars that's dropping out, You got people that, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it messes up the and whole
fuck,
thing.
It,
that's
it's going to fuck it. It's going to fuck it all up. Yeah, it's going to fuck
it
all up.
Me personally,
that point, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Me personally, I'd just rather draw every round. I mean, then that mean, yeah, it might take longer, but it ain't no confusion. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? You just, this person racing this person, and it is what it is, you know, with that louder. Like you say, you know, one person, you get used to this, and then if somebody says, oh, man, I forgot these three or four cars, they was in another race, then you got to redo the whole thing. And you talking about, I think one of that class had 50, then the other class had 33, and then I don't even know how many the little street class had. They had about 20-something. So, I mean, you got moving parts all over the place. And then especially if you letting people.
Yeah, but definitely
you know,
especially guys that tried to double enter classes. I mean, it would have been best to just let them know up front, like you say, either pick a class to ride, or if you're going to enter both classes, just know we're not waiting on you. When it's time to run this next round, if you ain't up here, you ain't ready, you just out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you out.
I got a couple of hands up. Let's
no
see.
Special privileges.
346. Yeah. 346-8784. Your hand was up. Who we got?
Hey, what's going on, Rudd? What's up, Deputy Street Sweeper? I just wanted to
Well, come on with it. Come on with it, brother. Hello.
Ethan.
Yeah, I'm here.
When is your race, Ethan?
Yes, sir.
When
September
is your race coming up at the motor
pit? 23rd and 24th.
Okay. Well, let's get this out the way right now, then. Now, are you gonna start your race at 12 o'clock at night and end it 8 o'clock in the morning?
I ain't never started my race at 12 o'clock at night.
Okay, I'm just checking because it seems like it'd be a Dallas thing. You know, I've been talking about Dallas races, and it seems like that they get started late, and then
it depends on which one you went to. Cause I know Bodie's race last year intentionally supposed to be a night race, start to 8 on purpose.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm cool with the 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
First round is at 11, or first round is at 11:30.
Well, it depends on first round or what. Because I think they had qualifying. See, I ain't going to lie to y'all. I ain't too familiar with how class was run because I know they kept saying something about qualifying and all that. I don't know how class stuff running. I don't even keep up with it. But I know as far as the picnic start at 6 o'clock. It always have.
Yeah.
Always will. I did get complaints about because it's 100 degrees on the track. That the track too hot and people slip and slide. So last year at the picnic, I think we started at 7:30. But, I mean, that's just coming from, I mean, at the end of the day, it's racing. And the way our sun is, if the track people tell me, hey, man, track ain't worth a shit because the sun beaming on it, I mean, I got to go with it, you know. I ain't going to tell the racers, well, hey, we're going to start at 6 because,
Hold on. Alley-Cat.
Right.
Yeah. Alley-Cat. Who is What race should be to the start at in Dallas to start at 11 or 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
Please let me know.
This past weekend, first round.
That first round started at 7
o'clock. Are you going to let me finish?
Yeah, go ahead and finish so I can prove that you're lying.
Okay, well, prove it to me then. First round started at 11 o'clock.
No, it did not.
For small time.
No, it did not.
Okay, well, prove me wrong then. I'm listening.
I got to the track at 6:30. They started first round at 7 o'clock. I got there right before they started. Now, like Ethan just said, they had 58 cars in Extreme Street. They had 30 some cars in True Street. They had 35 like Coach. They had 35 cars in a small tire. No time. They had three other classes. They had the ultra 275, the limited 275, and extreme 275. So you got 120 some cars that's got to go first round. On top of the qualifying, they started qualifying like 2 o'clock. So the Smile Tie No Time didn't finish first round, maybe didn't finish to a level because of, you know, whatever little all downs or made it happen. I could see that, but they didn't start at no goddamn 11 o'clock.
And it came. Dallas was the first one to race to 8 in the morning, man.
So,
so
they got to qualify to half the day Friday, which sounds good. Then you got to come back and watch qualifying all day Saturday.
Ain't that? I mean, goddamn! Look at Duck. Duck qualified for 4 days straight before they started doing eliminations.
So, okay, so now we're doing duck races over here. We
no,
talking about in Texas.
No, no.
Hold on. At the end of the day, Mikey, rating your roundup is pretty much a class race. So, I mean, we can't.
That's our class race.
Right.
It is a class race.
But, I mean, we can't hold them to a grudge standard and say they're supposed to start at a certain time. If they class race, that's their priority. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Now, if it's a picnic or a grudge race or whatever we want to call it, and then we got somebody qualifying all their time or testing and tuning their prime, then it's going to be a problem. That's just like me. I got beat up because my testing tuners was messing up the track so much that for 3 years in a row, I couldn't even finish my races because it either got too cold because of the weather or they messed up the track so bad. So I had to take it. But then when I switched it up and said, okay, I ain't letting nobody test and tune damn near until they almost finished. Shit, Troy liked to rip me and Berto head off because he said, I'll be there, y'all got me messed up, but I just drove all the way to Houston. Y'all tell me I gotta wait. So you know, at some point, you damn if you do, damn if you don't. But in this case from last week, we can't really hold that to them because this is actually more or less of a class race than
they did.
What we do.
They did two qualifying rounds on. They did two qualifying rounds on Friday, and they did one qualifying round on Saturday. They called a dry because when I was there, they were still in dry. When I got there, they were still doing the drives meet, which was about 6:15, 6:30. And then they all came to the front, and they started racing like 7:15. The first pair of cars went down the track.
No, they were still testing at 6 o'clock. That's the first time White Chocolate went down at 6 o'clock. They were testing.
That's why I said the first round of elimination started at about 7 o'clock. So by the time the smile time no time class came back around, it might have been about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I can see that.
Oh, okay then.
It was still first round of elimination started at 7. Around 7.
I don't care what time it started. I don't give a fuck how long it went. But I can tell you this was the most confusing race to watch if you miss a round.
Yeah, it was confusing.
Yeah, you got
man,
two people.
I seen people that red lighted and they was back in the lanes. I'm like, God damn, he must be in two classes. And then I'm like, you know, I ain't knocking the show or whatever. I'm just saying this shit was just confusing for
shit,
me to follow.
Shit, Troy, you was confused on the live. Shit, we was confused and we was there in person. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was confusing because I guess we was all confused because we wasn't looking at the ladder because when Jesse James and Bad Nada race, we was all betting while they was sitting back up under the tower. Then they came out there and said, "Nah, we got to buy." So everybody called their bets off. Then they both crank up,
so
pull up in the water box. They both took a buy down with each other.
Next to each other.
Next to each other, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Whenever they was back there paired up, we thinking they finna run. So everybody betting on which side they gonna win. Then when Alan M and everybody who was called walk up there to the tree and shit before they do the burnout, they said, "Oh, no, we gotta buy." Then the cars crank up and they both pull up together. So we like, oh, they full of shit. These niggas for the race.
Wait a minute, hold on. So it was a buy with two cars? So two cars
buy,
had to buy,
two cars, yeah. Two, yeah, that's
two cars had to buy, and they pulled up together and had to buy together. That's when I got
right.
Wow. Because Jesse James really lived, right?
No, Bad not a red lid.
Okay,
bad not a red lid. Jesse James knocked the tires out.
Right. So I
came back.
Motherfucker,
and
right?
Went to
I
the fire.
Bad not to come back.
Yeah.
And went,
yeah.
And was going around. I was like, how this man going around? And he red lighted.
So hold
like,
on.
And then I
hold, so, so hold on. So hold on. That's, so that's not even a fucked up point. That was first round. You get to
oh,
third
shit.
Round. You get to third round.
Everybody
got a goddamn fire. Everybody came to me and solo
pie. Oh, wow.
But how the
well,
fuck did that shit happen?
Hey, the gamblers got fucked up the whole night then.
Yeah.
Hey, we were lost.
It's because of that fucked up last.
So, Troy, don't feel bad because we was under pressure. We were like, what the fuck going on? Like, we all was lost.
Hey Joe, at one point I thought they stopped running eliminations and start testing in eliminations and shit.
That's what it seemed like because all night they were saying no testing two and this, that, and the other. And then all of a sudden JD Kemmel show up out of nowhere and get in the mix. I'm like, where the fuck he come from?
Right, that's why I really thought it was testing that too.
Hey,
the thing is, all
we in the middle of the shootout.
Joe, he in the middle of the shootout. Yeah, go ahead.
So this is how the fight started then. So now I'm saying how a fight got started then. Okay.
No. The fight had shit to do with racing. The fight was over there on that goddamn dice table. That's where that fight came
yeah.
from. They don't got shit. Oh, shit
okay.
I got a question
because I'm trying. Somebody hit me on the back line telling me something, and I'm trying to figure out if it's true or not. So, in the one class, there was 52 cars, correct?
It was 56, I think.
Yeah, 50-some cars and $100 entry. And
yeah.
They told me that they only got paid
$3,000. Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
So how does that work in grudge racing? If we did that, that'd be some fuckery.
It is,
boy. We'd be the black eye of every man. Whoa, let a promoter would do that. Lord have mercy.
Well, okay, so hold on. So they had 50 some cars in that class for $100 buy-in. Well, they had the $250 buy-in for the no time class, and they only paid $5,000, and they had 35 cars. The same shit. So the best explanation I got was yeah, they had I don't know if they had a car minimum, but they said the person was gonna pay out whether the class got filled or not is what I heard. And just because more cars showed up, didn't mean that the purse went up. So they said, I guess the extra shit went toward the track or whatever.
I was just hit on the back line, was told that you know, it was 52 cars at $100 a piece, but the only payout was $3,000. So that's what I was told. So I was just trying to clarify because
Now, I don't know the number, but they did pay down as well, too. So it was just like, I believe they paid like, you know, runner up, semi, and all that too.
That was,
That probably was the case.
Cause I remember on Michael Hollis and Barry's show last week, they were saying that they was gonna pay probably six places, four to six places. So that's possible too. I don't know because I wasn't in it like that, but they definitely said it on his show last week.
Wow.
Well, another Dallas first do it moment, I guess.
Hey, my boy,
as far as racing past midnight in Dallas, man, I can remember doing that in the fucking Denton days. I mean, Dallas has always raced past goddamn 6 o'clock in the morning. I remember like 7
o'clock. You ain't lying, Rich.
I remember seven times I've been in Denton, watch the sun come up and get load the car up and go home.
Shit, I remember one time I lost track of time. I was in Denton. I'm thinking it's like 1:30, 2 o'clock. Cause you know we don't race that late down here.
Man, I said, man, is that the sun?
I got a bunch of noise in the background. Let me get you in the queue. Hold on. Trey calling. I come back.
214.
Let me get you in the queue. Hold on. Goddamn, Laro, this ain't the morning show.
Right.
Hey, JP.
Good God.
Y'all trying to mute the mic, JP.
Whoever 214-5880 is, get y'all shit together. 346-8971.
JP.
Yeah, 346-8971. Who we got?
If all upon it, you know.
Hey, JP.
All right. Yeah, come on.
JP. Hey, have you came up with a topic yet for the day? I had one.
Yeah,
well,
we're talking about one of them right now. Dallas was the first to do it.
First to do what?
To have as many by runs in one fucking race.
Nah, I want to talk about something. I feel like I could be wrong, but I got a decent little topic that can address last week's event and this week's coming up event.
What you got?
Because it only happened once last week. Probably nobody really remember it. I know. Shotwell gonna remember because he's right there. But it's gonna happen. It's gonna try to happen 100 times this coming up week. I promise you.
What's that?
So y'all talk about it now. Y'all wanna wait? King B just came on because he really part of the topic from last week. How do y'all feel as far as for an event? I ain't talking about testing two, I'm talking about for an actual event. Because King B is the only one did it at this event last week, but we're gonna see it probably 100 times this coming up week. How do y'all feel about whenever a motherfucker get up there and knock the tires off,
and then you can't back up.
And then you can't back up. Right.
Listen, let me. I'm glad you said that.
Hey, hold on.
Okay.
I want to say something about this.
Hold on, one at a time,
Philip. Please, one at a time.
Hold on.
Because you ain't got no reaction time.
Huh?
Listen, I feel like it was real.
Listen, hold on. God damn it.
I feel like it was real tacky and real disrespectful. Because the simple fact was nobody behind King B waiting to make a pass.
Yeah, well, it was about 20 cars behind King B.
But them motherfuckers wasn't ready.
They was qualified.
I just feel like
they were around qualifying.
It was qualified.
And that's what I was getting at. King B, well, I don't know. I'm sure King B was mad because he was in the car. He drove around the track. But old boy that B with him, you know, line up and everything, he was mad because the cars were under the tower. But and then me and Dante, we look at it like, there ain't nobody back there. So we went to walk off. You know, when you walk off, get right there to the little short shoot, you look to the left, you can see the stage lane. It was cars back there getting ready to come around for the for the uh, for the next the qualifying round or whatever the fuck. So
right.
that's why Barrett was like, no, you go head on if you make a hit, you got to come back around, type shit.
Well, Joe, it's a way to handle everything. I think it was handled a little too rough because I seen it literally on Murder live streaming. Murder just so happened to be right in y'all face when it happened. Like this
right.
motherfucker yelling and banging on B. But
this is the thing. Whenever King B went down there and the car cut off, where the fuck Bear was standing back there, and he said if he back up, y'all tell him to go on because we not letting nobody do that. So I don't remember who it was, but somebody said, I'm not telling you, come tell him. And he was like, y'all just tell him to go ahead and go back around. And they was like, I'm not telling him. You come tell him. So Barrett walked up before he could actually make another hit and told him, like, hey, mm-hmm. Go ahead on down the track. He was trying to be cool about it at first, but I can't remember exactly who it was, but they was like, nah, I'm not telling him shit because that's not my job, what the fuck, basically. So Barrett was basically trying to help him catch him before he got back in the lights and made a hit. So... That's why I was like at Clash Races. I know this is a grudge talk show, but that's why I said at an event because Clash Race
can't do it at a fucking Clash Race. So I mean,
yeah, that's why I was gonna say at an event, whether it's Clash or grudge, do y'all think it should be allowed? Because I know y'all gonna say, well, yeah, it needs to be allowed, this, that, and the other. But when you go to Orlando, which ain't nothing but straight grudge racing, they do not allow it.
Right.
Okay.
Let me
hear me out though. Listen, you a racer. I'm a racer. King Bill racer. I don't know how long TB stayed in the staging lane, but I know goddamn well if I go to Big Jake race this weekend coming up, right, I'm in that motherfucking staging lane for 2 hours.
Right.
I knocked the towel because I'm trying something because I got a grudge race. Want to see if I can take it. I'm finna bag the fuck up because I ain't got another 2 hours because my grudge race in 30 fucking minutes. You see what I'm saying?
I understand that. But you said
it's
Jake race, right?
Like,
Hold on, King B. Trust. So you gonna do that because at Jake race, Jake not gonna press you. But if you're in Orlando, which is the same concept, are you gonna back up? They're not gonna allow you.
I'm gonna try my motherfucking best.
Tell you the truth. This is my first time ever seeing it at Orlando. Cause she motherfucker knocked the tile off 100 times and bagged that bitch up.
Last three years, I've been seeing them take motherfuckers keep on going.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a while. The last three years,
I've been there, they ain't let nobody back up. You knock them tires off, or you backfire, or whatever, that light drop, or you don't go, you ain't got no second chance.
Okay, Joe, but check this out. Now, hold on. Let me in this motherfucker right here. Okay. The problem is, Joe, though, this where it got tricky, because they did it Friday. They let people back up Friday. You see what I'm saying?
So I'm saying, I'm asking, where you talking about? Let me have it. I'm saying, I'm asking, where you talking about? Let's, like, blue time, boom, and bag up right there. Where? They did it Friday. At the same race, right around there. Oh. And then this where I'm finna tell you, this where it gets tricky, because even TJ saw a strand for King B to make another hit. You see what I'm saying? TJ did, and then
Barrett ran up to TJ like, no, we're not doing that shit. But they did it Friday night. And TJ was like, well, fuck, nobody told me that. So if you got the person that working the track thinking, shit, it's okay. I mean, not taking nothing away from the little kid, bro, but they had the junior drafters right behind them, and they still... He could have did that again, bro. You see what I'm
but
saying?
How much time
will you burn if you were to let cars back up? Now, I can see if a motherfucker
a lot.
Go. No, hold on. No, bullshit. Because if you catch the motherfucker that stopped that bitch at 60, it's going to take me about 10 seconds at the most to get stage back up. Purge it down a little
bit. Okay.
But if you got a motherfucker that go all the way to the 330, your ass ain't coming back. Because we had a motherfucker go all the way to the 8th of Molly.
Yeah. He finished the whole race and bagged up, and he was gone right back again and left the 26.
Okay. Okay, I knew that was gonna be because, like I said, I'm just asking because
I'm not throwing rocks at King B.
It was just that he was the only one did it at the race, and I know you normally don't see that unless we are in Orlando. So my whole thing is like Troy just said, how much time is that gonna take up? Like I just said, it is case by case. But at the same time, you gotta realize if it's one, it's an event, it's not testing two. But two, if you got 45 motherfuckers in line, you got 100 motherfuckers in line. And 45 of them knock tires off, do something dumb, and back up, and make another hit. Or you do like my brother just did Sunday, you knock tires off, you back up, and your neck and you wreck. Or you back up and you all the track down or something dumb. Y'all just talking about Dallas only place y'all know the race is 7 or 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. But yet you add time because you let one car. Five calls or 20 calls get two hits at one time.
Shit. No, you want to know why
Hold on, one second.
Y'all race to motherfuckers 8 o'clock in the morning because y'all motherfuckers are
I'm not talking about us. I'm saying in general.
I'm just saying y'all class event. Y'all motherfuckers go to 6 in the morning because y'all take a powwow between rounds. It'd be so much fucking downtime, it's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
Who got all that background? Yeah, oh, God damn.
He put this through there.
Like, those, that third round with that bot shit, that was so ridiculous and so dumb. You could have paired everybody up, and that could have been your fourth round.
I agree with that one. I ain't talking about that shit no more. I'm talking about how do y'all feel about that rule being in place at a grocery store? That's my question.
My thing is, I don't really back. Who got the fucking background though? JP, get that.
Yeah, it's somebody with a female somewhere.
3-1-3-4-6 on the public mic up, Joe. 3-4-6-89-71. Your mic open. 3-4-6-89-71. I'm finna find that background noise, Joe. 3-4-6-89-71.
Honestly, hold on, Joe. I honestly think bagging up to make another shake is your least of worries then. All the other shit you need to fix before you worried about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to burn off 2 minutes off your – at the most, I'm going to burn off 2 minutes because I bagged up. Most grudge races are the only guys that bag up because that's the only ones. I very rarely see a class racer bag up. So you only going to have grudge racers probably do that if they trying to really get something in. Because
and
they know they ain't going to be able to make another shake.
And that's why I said we'll see it 100 times this coming up weekend. But you don't see it in no class. That's why I guess my main question is, how do y'all feel? I guess the promoters. I guess do y'all think that rule should be in effect where you can't back up, but you just got to come back around, or should you let everybody whoever want to back up back up?
Well, I think you should let people back up.
This is the thing. I feel like you should get a back up maybe twice, worst case twice. But you got to think too. You got to keep the track hot because. In King B case, and like I said, I hate to keep bringing up King B scenario, but that's why I said it's case by case. Because if they had to let King B take down, it wouldn't matter because they sit there and spray the goddamn track anyway.
Right, well, TJ pretty much do that shit every time somebody lunch. He almost sprayed them.
It's case by case because the other cars were still in the staging lane. So even if he would have went down there and what's the name? We could say if every car go down there, it's bound to break. I'm just saying. So we can't just say, well, if he would have broke or if he would have did this. Because if that's the case, we need to say, I'm finna be 1,000 about it. If that's the case, instead of letting him come in and pay $250 to shake down and do whatever he had to do, they should have said zero testing tune, and you keep that money outside the gate. But people not gonna do that because they want the head account. And I'm just gonna be 1,000 about it. Because if that's
report.
The case, if you don't have the strike,
I agree.
I'm not attacking you. That's why I'm saying it's case. All I'm saying is case by case, and I feel like. Now, if you got 100 motherfuckers behind you sitting in state of lane 3 and 4 hours, that's one thing. But in a case as this, like Team B, it's not a big deal.
That's why I said. That's why I said not on testing Tuesdays for a event on event day. How do you feel about letting motherfuckers back? Because nine times out of ten, for an event day, the lanes are gonna be full of people.
But listen, what I'm
saying. Look, my bad.
Was that the case?
I'm not talking about King B. I'm talking about moving forward in general. I'm not talking about King B.
But that's what I'm saying, Joe. We can preach and don't test in tune. We can say that shit till we blue in the face, bro. People is don't go to an event and test in tune if you allow. I mean, that's nothing we never gonna get away from, bro.
I didn't say that. I agree with you. I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying they go do that so we can say non-event day or non-testing to them day all we want to. But if you sit in line 6 hours and you go out there and blow the time out and it's only going to take you 30 seconds, you don't want to pad back up and do it.
Yeah, you're going to want to.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, I guess it's going to all be whatever somebody feel like. It's best for them, for their event to run smoothly. They'll do what they got to do. At the end of the day, if they show, they can do it how they want, basically. So, I mean, you know, I just feel like however it go, it's going to be based on, I guess, what's going on at the time. Like you say, yeah, motherfucker might let you do it on Friday, because Friday ain't going to be as clusterfuck as a Saturday would be.
You're
trying to run all the shit that you're trying to run. So it might be allowed one day and don't be allowed today. But I feel like shit, at the end of the day, it's just all on.
My deal is, I'm gonna be honest with you. If ain't no car in the goddamn water box ready to do no burnout, man, it shouldn't be no fucking problem. Cause this car way back down station lane, man, you can bag that bitch up, man. Like dead ass is. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, old dude sprayed the track too. Shit. Y'all want to, man, them people want to see cars go down. People, they want to see cars go down day track. Like, that's not good to see cars driving down day track. So you should want people to get some good data so they can go down your track. You know what I'm saying? So what's your problem if a car breaks tires loose and they got to go back around and hold up a whole another 2 hours for they even get back in the water box? Make that make sense. When, just do the math, 2 hours versus 20 seconds.
I was about to say something. I'm gonna keep that to myself.
No,
hey,
go ahead and say it.
No. I was finna mention B about an inside joke. You know the difference between your other shakedown and your last one, huh?
No, I don't. What was the difference?
You had that decal back there.
Wait a minute, hold on. Hey, hold on, that went too fast. I'm too slow right now. I've been drinking. So,
yeah.
Rewind that.
That might have been a part, too.
First, no bullshit. First thing I heard, man, that BLM car, what happened with them? Like, damn, boy, that whole car, the whole name of the car and everything changed that quick.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, enlighten us.
Huh?
Enlighten us, sir. I mean,
oh, enlighten me.
I mean, yeah, enlighten.
Well,
us.
So King B decal man was running a little late, and when King B shook down, he didn't have no decal in the back window. But later on, we installed the decal. Then all of a sudden, it just I don't know. I mean, I'm just talking a little shit, man, but, you know.
I mean, hey, you know, it's all just, you know, just information. That's all at this point, you know. You know, we're just trying to
understand.
I'm
going
to
go there.
I don't give a damn. He put it out there and turned in my goddamn car. That motherfucker BLM startled these motherfuckers. You know what the fuck going on, man. Y'all know what's going on, man. Quit playing, man. They know what's going on. When that BLM wasn't on the back of that car, they went, hey, okay, that's a black Rico. They put that BLM behind that car. That solidified what the business is, man. I'm going back over you. That's what that boy just said, man.
I appreciate the info, man. You know, sometimes us fans, I got to represent our fans, you know, of the grudge world, and I be like, damn, I've been a fan for a long time, a number one fan, and I figured I didn't had I thought I'd have had an invitation to the back line, but I still ain't reached the back line yet. But I know how, you know, one day I'm going to reach that back line, you know, as a fan, but I guess it's, you know, I don't know. You know, I didn't put in work. I didn't put in dedication, but still no invite to the back line. The morning show, night show,
hey,
evening Ms. show. I'm going back on me.
Hey, Mr. Street Sweeper, don't feel bad. I'm the same way, man. I'm the same way.
The only reason
I know about this situation is because I was there, and that ran across my mind, but, you know.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to keep putting in work, I never give up. So I'm going to keep putting in work and, you know, representing everybody.
Because, I mean, it was
hey,
to the
I'm
extreme.
I'm invited to that round table, to that back line.
Yeah, it was just to the extreme a little bit. Like I say, don't get me wrong. I love Mikey to death. That's my birthday brother. But it was just to the extreme how, you know, most people wouldn't be like, oh, man, the black car backing up and the black car did this. And then all of a sudden, I'm talking about, I ain't had a decal on, shit, 30 minutes. Then. Oh, that BLM car. Like, God damn.
Okay.
Like, boy, that's shit. That's quick.
We, I appreciate you enlightening my curiosity.
So I
kind of
feel like, you know, but, you know, that's just my little personal opinion here and there.
Man, I feel like... I
somebody in the background is eating or something, making some noise. Y'all please
like,
get y'all mic if y'all ain't talking.
I don't feel like no name of no car needs to be no problem. You know what I'm saying? See, ain't nobody say nothing. Ain't nobody got no problem with no damn car called Sausage Dick. You know what I'm saying? You got fucking...
Look here, King. It only means one thing. You know what you got to do. So... Yeah, just keep on pressing. You know, when you got that foot on their neck, man. So just keep on pressing. BLM, you know, would you say BLM? There you go. So
yep.
You know what that means? Just expand or extort the situation. I'm going back on me. Oh, by the way, I saw that pass. It was nice. Yeah, I seen you. Going back on me.
But going back to the late night. So now, also I wanted to say this. At some point, it's kind of overlooked and irritated. But then at some point, you kind of almost got to appreciate it. So, I mean, at the Motorplex, like I say, Eric and CJ, they go, like, above and beyond on their surface. Now, to some people, they'll say, man, I don't want to go to Drag National, seeing them up and down drag that track and this and that. But at the same time, you almost got to respect somebody that would sit there and make sure that no matter if it's him, no matter if it's, you know, a fast car or whoever, that's going to try to give them some real service. And sometimes that breaks in the head, you know, because of how long it takes. But, you know, that's one thing I got to give mad respect to them next. They do try to make sure,
that's
you know, everybody goes their fastest.
you know.
They go down that track behind down there every car. If a car do anything other than go straight, boy, they going down that track checking something. Boy, I'm like, God damn.
Right. And I mean, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I know it's racist sometimes. But I ain't going to lie. As a promoter, my main is whether people don't understand or think, probably don't think about it. My main concern is safety. Like, and I used to ask, it was like, damn, bro, how do y'all see if something on the track way down there? Like, man, you know, it might take us a while, but, you know, we go check the track. And so, like I say, I know a lot of people get mad and, you know, be like, oh, man, track all day long. But at some point, it's kind of like I respect that as far as being safe and sound versus somebody just saying, and I'm not saying that might not be the right thing to do, but I'm just saying as far as just trying to hit rhythm and getting everybody through there, but just not taking that time to, you know, check on that person.
I have been to some tracks, and you can tell it's something on that motherfucker. They be like, oh, we'll check out these cars go through. Like, nah, motherfucker, you
right,
gotta check that
right
motherfucker now.
So, I mean, I know from a fan's perspective, they probably like, oh, fuck, they dragged the track. But, I mean, as a racer perspective, you want to get your best time and go as fast as you can. So it's kind of double-edged sword sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But I just kind of wanted to kind of throw that in there, you know.
Yeah. They go up on the track probably just some... Oh, goddamn.
Hey, speaking of Dallas did it first, though, I would go mess with K-Dawg. You know what I mean? I'm going to be a fair person. I would go be a one away
to
him this weekend.
Do what now?
I would go mess with K-Dawg. I was going to give one to him this weekend. I think Dallas was one of the first one to throw a three-piece on somebody and not even knock their head off, man.
I already saw that, man. I thought I watched an old Western movie or one of them karate movies, you know, in slow motion.
Yeah, man, my boy, man. But you
he's
know, he's
not
for a boy,
right,
man, but
no,
he could at least knock his head
right
off or something.
But I want to know, is that Crocsy hat on with the what you call it, the sleeve in the back? Because when he slid back, his slipper stayed on his feet. How you didn't come out the slipper? Your flip-flop.
Hey, man.
I kept rewinding. I can't see how that worked. But, hey, he worked it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something else there, man. But, hey, I ain't going to be messy or nothing, but I was going to say, Houston, we got a problem down there, too, though.
Well, now, talk to me.
Yeah, Lulu told somebody goddamn he was looking for him.
What happened? Say it again.
Lulu told somebody down there. They had to give him $100. No, they had to give him $100 today, or he was going to go goddamn look for him tonight.
That's a bad
line. He put it, hey, when everybody was talking about the Dallas situation, he came on there and, you know, I mean, he made
a front line. He let Slim know Slim ain't the only one that get out there. He let Slim know he'll get out there.
Yeah. That's what I was saying, you know. That's why I say Dallas did it first. But, you know, Houston got a problem, too. Whatever, Houston, we got a problem.
Richard, your mic back open.
I think Luke's situation has been solved.
Who that?
Resolved, though.
Tell him thank
you. Huh? Oh, okay. Hey, man, but not for real, though. I want y'all to know, man, I ain't going to lie to that. Hey, I've been here in Dallas. We don't condone that. And that kind of stuff, man. That's just something that happened, you know, with them guys. And, you know, we don't condone that stuff. But, man, and I know everybody looking at me like, well, you should have took shit out of the pay, but that shit was coming in so hot. There ain't shit I can do about that, man. I mean, that shit is coming from everywhere, man. I mean,
we know y'all swapped last time by 20 bucks.
Hey, JP.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, been for the devil. I just came back in. Who was that talking about the bing bings?
Oh, bing bing?
The bing bing.
Yeah, who talking about the bing bings?
That bitch is goddamn me. He talking about them air balls.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What no bing bings?
Thanks for catching me up.
Man, what no bing bings?
Yeah.
So,
what do you think?
Oh, like some wasabis or something.
Yeah, that's what no content. No content for him.
Airball.
Three piece without the biscuit, man. Three piece without the biscuit.
All the pepper. No spice.
Hey, man, but he, like he say, man, he did enough to get him off his bar, man. That's what he... he was coming off
must
of him anyway.
Of that, must have been some of that Williams chicken.
What do you mean? He was already getting held as it was.
And it must have been some of that Williams kicking in.
Oh, no. Hey, keep this on some racist sheet. I got a question. If you going around, right, we didn't already establish that the ladder was fucked up. Now you make it to the first round with you win the first round. Your pass wasn't that great, but you make it, and then you get a bye the second round and a bye the third round. Now you got to race in the fourth round. Them two byes, do you at least get some kind of data, or do you get up there and push the car through and push it back and go back to the trailer? Knowing that the track. In the tip outside, everything is steadily changing, and you got, you know what I'm saying, you got a high-power car, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got no bullshit. You got a car that's very temperamental. Do you get up there and push the beans and roll that bitch back, or do you just make you one hit just to get some kind of data? Man, you know, I thought about that, too. I said, damn, do you risk going out there and almost turning up some shit on the free pass? Or do you do that to get some data? Man, I'm going to say it depends on how your night going. If you having a good-ass night, shit, I'm going to sit my ass down somewhere and just, you know, let that car rest.
He wouldn't have
no good night, though. Like I said, that first pass wasn't just no killer pass. I think it depends on
if you got your goddamn program together. If your program already together, right, you can do that. But if your program ain't all the way lined out, I feel like you need to take advantage of the buy run.
Exactly.
To possibly try stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, mute. Man,
who
gets
the
mute?
Who
good report.
Gas?
Good report. Why not take advantage of free data? Or
that
is one thing. Why not take advantage of free data?
Let me ask y'all this. It might be a stupid question or something, but I want to know. If you're on the buy and you red light, do you eliminate yourself in certain races, or is it just
no
average.
In some ways, you be considered eliminated?
Right. No, I'm asking. I don't know. I'm asking. It can you? Like, you know, everybody got different rules. I don't know the exact rule, but I have seen somebody get eliminated off a buy from red light.
Right.
I seen that in person. But I don't know if that was just their promoter or if that's an actual.
Man, you keep
me
in my mic.
I'm
a fight team.
It was a class race, and it was a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if that's part of it's in the rule book or if that's just what they had or what. I don't know. But I know
right.
I have seen a motherfucker get DQ off a red light on a bike. Just like I've seen the motherfucker get DQ on a bike, they couldn't crank up and go up there to the goddamn line.
Oh, hell no. In that case, you can push the car.
You can't push that society. That's bullshit. Bullshit. You cannot push the car. That's why we were talking about that shit with Justin Curry. That bitch gotta be under power. You cannot push shit.
Seen a motorcycle. What I'm saying is, let me say this real quick. This, I saw a motorcycle race in NHRA, right? They did go up to the line, to the light, under power, but both of them broke as soon as the bulb dropped. And one of them got off that bike and started running with that bitch. And so the other guy in the left lane, he was like, the right lane, he was like, well, shit. I'm going to do the same thing. So it ended up being a foot race. With
But that was an actual, I think the difference with that was an actual competition. It was both bikes, both of them was a competition. We're talking about on a buy run or actual break.
But what's the difference? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. But I know for a fact, it is a rule. That's the reason why if y'all was watching live feed, me and Dante we weren't making no big deal, but Mike over dramatic ass made it such a big deal. When Justin Curry pulled up there and that car it cut off and they was finna push in the beams, the dude was like, it gotta be under power. So they got to fire up in the beams and then it launched forward. It launched forward, but it was still sitting in. It was still
817-6258. Your mic open.
Yeah, the car has to enter the beams under some power.
Right. It has
after it stages, and it goes dead. Yeah, you can get out and push it as long as nobody helps you. But okay. Once it launches, the line drops. I done seen it happen too many times.
Well, okay, I put it like this. After that whole ordeal happened, right? Because Coach was like, just go ahead and push him back because he done passed well as fuck. But Mikey said he had to be up there because it's his race, and that's what he do, his class racing.
Everybody can decide what they want to do at their race, you know?
I went and asked Mikey and Barry both because some people saying the rule is you gotta take the light on the power, and then they were saying you gotta break the light on the power. And I went and asked Mikey. He said the rule is that they run on in class racing, you gotta break the light on the power. The car cannot be pushed. It can be in reverse. You can stage in reverse, but you cannot push the car through the beams. It gotta be under power until it breaks the lights. That's what he said. That's what their rule is. And limit 275, X275, and all that shit.
Well,
I'm just telling you, that's what he said. Grudge racing, probably different. You can probably push your motherfucker, whatever. But in class racing, I've always known it had to be under power. Matter of fact, when I broke down there in Baton Rouge, my shit was broken. I asked Shannon, I said, well, can we just push you? He said, nope. You got to, when as soon as you come past this water box, you got to be under power, go up third stage, roll past the beams, and cut it off. That's what I did. And that was a class race.
Wow.
Yeah, it has to stage under power and break the beams under fire. But after you break the beams, you can do what you want to do.
Right. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You got to stage and break the beams. But Justin Curry, he staged and it launched, but it was still sitting. It was deep staged then, but the car cut off. And they were just going to push it back. And I was telling Coach, that's not legal. That's an illegal act. And he couldn't crank it back up and move past that bottom bulb cutting off. He technically gets DQ'd. But Coach said, go ahead and push him back. That's what the whole commotion with that was, because he had a bye run.
Well, hold on. Pause. I'm trying to understand. Just as a fan. When the light went green, he broke. That's what you're saying?
The light went green, and he broke, and the car rocked forward. But basically what it did, he basically went to the top. The pre-stage bulb went off, and the main stage bulb was still on. So he did not break the beams. He was still in the beams. So technically he didn't break it.
Yeah, so technically he has to start it back up and then break the beams. Yes.
Right.
Because he didn't go forward. He didn't leave the lot.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean if they would have pushed just like I know when we used to class race years ago, if you touched the car once the first bulb was on, they could disqualify you.
Did you cut it off?
If you touch the car, if the guy behind the car touched the car after the first staging light was on, you got the cue.
Yeah, I've heard of that too. I ain't never seen it, but I've heard of that.
Yeah, I've witnessed that many times in class racing. You know, back years ago, like if you know when the first race packs come out, they used to put them before they go to staging because if you touch the car during staging. It was automatic dispute. You know, once the first light was on, nobody can walk to your car and touch your car. Because that could be pushing you into the beams or whatever.
Right. So did they do away with that rule because of the race pack thing, or it's just kind of just overlooked now?
I don't know. You know, a lot of things, there's rules and nobody enforces. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't think anybody gets that picky anymore, I mean, but... I know back, you know, years ago, that used to be a rule. If you touched the car once it went into staging, you could be disqualified.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe, so you can't be pushing them cars down the track. No, they're riff raff.
Okay. That's good to know. I mean, because I was literally just concerned when I saw those bikes. That situation happened. I was like, well, damn.
They did that because they were both in competition and they both broke the beam, so it's still a race. That's why they pushed.
Gotcha.
The car.
Okay.
Which, hell, I guess if you got enough energy to push it that far, you go ahead.
Gotcha. Man, that was a
I'm a
fat
fuck. I just gave my $200 and I wait.
You're right.
I know them blood races did that year in Phoenix City the same way, I think. Both of them cars popped and the whole team started trying to push them down the whole 8 miles.
Right. So that was my question when I posted.
Imagine
I was like,
that on a track like Enos? Can you imagine that on a track like Enos on a radio press day?
Man, there'd be some bloopers, boy.
Man.
Everybody be following, getting followed, getting stuck.
Hey, but it comes down to which team wanted more. You know, it all depends on how much cookies on the line, who wanted more.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Should they have the opportunity to do so?
Right.
So, yeah. How much, it all depends on who put the most in the pot. Shit.
Right.
You know, that'll be an interesting situation.
Well,
like you said, be full of groupers.
Because y'all imagine who win and them arguing over the shot money at the end of the night. Because somebody mad because they didn't push and then the other person waiting on his money.
Yeah. Oh, boy. No, man,
it's
going to
be a whole bunch
something.
Of little bing-bings flying around.
Right, a whole bunch of bing-bings.
Oh, that shit would be hilarious, boy.
I tell you what, it's
just
on the time
214-7201, your mic open.
I'll just sit back in the cut and listen what's going on. That's it. It runs over.
Zeno.
Yes, sir.
JP, I got a question. I'll ask this question. Man, I know it's kicking old dog, but what's it going to take to get action back in Houston? That's going to be my question. What is it going to take to get action back in Houston? Does it take a fresh promoter? Does it take a new track? Does it take a different track? What's it going to get action back in Houston?
Damn, that's a good question.
I'm going to leave my mic on the phone here.
You got a good point though, Richie, because I mean you see Houston cars going.
I think the biggest problem with Houston is all the events are done
on
Sunday, and most people got to work on.
Hold on, Zeno. Richard,
don't let the Joe go because you can learn a lot from a dummy.
No, Zeno. I mean, not Zeno.
Richard.
Hold up. Because what irks the shit out of me is you got a bunch of no time people going to a class event in racing, but it really irks me when you see 8 cars from Houston, Dallas event, but 2 weeks earlier you had a $10,000 race. Not you know, when I say Houston, I'm including Evendale into Houston because it's kind of like a marriage. You didn't see those 8 cars. So what does it take to make those 8 cars race in Houston? Because they from Houston, and everybody, what hurts me is when you see people comment, well,
that
they know racing.
Damn point.
Well, why is there not no racing in Houston? What is it going to take to get racing back to Houston? In my opinion,
so Richard, you said the 8 cars is from Houston, didn't race in Houston the 2 weeks before that. Is what you said?
Correct.
Yeah, basically saying that K-Dog race, but the gang is on 2 and 8 class. We had K-Dog, what, 3 cars, and 3 of the cars that was there, 4 cars. So you had 4 cars, and out of them 4 cars that was there, none of them 4 was the one with the Dalek, huh? That was a whole different 8 cars than with the Dalek.
Okay, let me ask y'all this, and this ain't no shade or nothing like this, because we actually kind of deal with that up here. Now, do y'all think, and y'all would know better than me, because, I mean, y'all know the people first, do you think it's the fact that the, because I heard a lot of people say HMP, like the shutdown, where once you cross the tracks, you better be ready to pull your shoe. So do y'all think kind of something to
they
deal
that,
with?
They weren't at HMP. They were Evendale longest.
I know, but I'm just saying even with Evendale too versus anything XRP, because you know XRP technically damn near can be a quarter mile track, but they have it at 8, and then you know of course anything is a quarter mile track. So I'm just saying, do you think some of them people kind of worry about the shutdown or something? You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, just for example, like up here, well, we got 200 people that wouldn't set foot in Cedar Creek or Yellow Belly, but shit, you
right.
Say the XRP or any something, they're going to go if they cost $1,000, you know?
Right, true.
Yeah.
So,
as a fan, can I address that real quick? Can I address that real quick? Not to shut nobody off. Let me tell y'all something. If Frankie Taylor can set records at ATP, and not
right.
only just Frankie Taylor, but it's a bunch of other fast songs that went through there. We got Tree Man, we got Birdman, and the Goblin race was an epic race that Birdman
right.
ran them down. So shutdown ain't no problem at ATP. I wish y'all get that out y'all head.
So
I'm going back on
where'd that come from? If cause I've been down HMP, so you know I was under the same impression that it was gonna be short. But I mean, when I went down, it didn't seem no shorter than the good or didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I think
about
I don't think okay, so
XRP.
I don't think it's the shutdown. I think it's the end of the shutdown where. I mean, just say
that brick
you
wall.
Run off the track, you gonna go off into some dirt, some woods, or something. But I think it's the HMP is a nick or whatever,
no, it's
or
a,
however
it's
they.
Wall.
No,
it
man,
it.
No
a concrete wall.
Right. No,
barely.
Ain't just kill that.
Just barely. But Joel and Ethan and Joel.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, but that would get me. It'd be motherfuckers that be saying that shit. They can't run no faster than a goddamn 100 miles an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
That's what
they were saying. Yeah, right.
It be
okay.
Getting me like
yeah.
Motherfuckers can't. They don't even have enough miles an hour to have a parachute. But they just say, "Oh man, I ain't gonna go to ATP. It's too short." Motherfucker, you
right? Right.
You can't even make it down to 8.
Right.
But again, though, what y'all? But again, what y'all think it is that's causing it? Man, whoever goddamn, hold on. Man, if I find this motherfucker, I'm going to hang your ass up.
Every time we start talking, the motherfucker get to make
it, man. That's Larry.
But see, but hold on. I've been on mute because I was eating.
Man, that ain't me.
But
I'm on mute,
Richard,
boy. My bad, boy.
Oh, all right. Richard brought up a good point. You know, it was a week, 2 weeks difference between the two races, given the same amount of money or more. And I just didn't. I was asking myself the same question. I'm like, God damn, y'all motherfuckers stay in our backyard, and y'all don't come. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
Joe, can you let somebody else answer a question, please?
You won't even let nobody. You won't even let nobody.
You won't let nobody finish that question.
Nah, I thought you finished. Keep going. Go ahead. Keep going, Troy.
You know, and I can understand you. Maybe your car wasn't ready, but for that many motherfuckers for cars not be ready, that's what I didn't understand. I understand that your car wasn't ready at the time. I get that. But, you know, and I ain't saying, man, because we own cars. We all do. We go where we want to go. But when you throwing something that is exactly the same and you still don't go, what is it? You know what I'm saying? That's what made me ask that question.
You know, and that's what, and that's why I was gonna say, I personally think it's a combination of both, because like Ethan said, we got the same thing up here.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Bullshit.
What I'm saying is
I don't give a fuck about. Listen, I don't give a fuck about no promoter in the world. Listen, at all. That's just kind of right saying. If like with me and Dog and all of us went to Alabama, I didn't even know who the fuck was throwing a race. I didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go race. That promoter ain't got nothing to do with me getting action or going after a shootout or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? If it's money involved and it fits the criteria of my car, why the fuck I'm not going to go? I don't give a fuck if it was Adam Cad or Atomic Dog. I don't give a fuck. If my shit fits your rules and you giving away some cash, I'm coming.
I can guarantee you Jake got that same shootout. Damn near the same shootout coming this week, and I bet it don't have 35 cars in it. I bet it don't have 35
cars in it. We ain't talking about 35 cars in it. We talk about the goddamn fact that Houston will go everywhere else and race, but won't race in their own fucking backyard. That's the fucking issue.
They'll run their fucking ass, run each other, get shootouts, do all that shit everywhere else.
But they won't do it right here. What's the damn problem?
But that's what Joe getting there too.
That's what I'm getting
there. We got the same problem up here. I don't think it's just y'all. I think it's us too, because that's just like me.
Nah, y'all don't
have
as bad as we do. Joe.
Nah, they
don't. At least y'all got action on the weekend. Our motherfucking shit be so goddamn dry on the weekend. It's pissed me too.
Hey, I'll tell you. I'm going to put it like this. It might not look like it, because we probably got a good, you know, like just say financial amount of cost to kind of hide it. But trust me, it's just as bad. I promise you that.
Let me tell you this.
I'm sorry. I can't agree with that.
Let me agree with that.
Get out.
If you live in Dallas, then hold on. I know the internet.
Hold on, Ethan. You say Richard?
I've been attacked the last 3 weeks in a row, okay, on the Sunday. And I can't count two grudge cars there on the Sunday. I see cars there, but grudge cars, I ain't seen two.
It don't be none. It doesn't be none at all.
Dallas really can't comment on this because you think you got it bad up there. It ain't bad up there. And this
I thought
she was
coming
up. Yeah, this goes for all of us that are in Houston. What is it going to take for Houston cars to start racing back in Houston? And why are we not racing?
And Richard brought up a good point. Ethan, you're not, like you said, you really, I ain't trying to ask y'all a lot, but he really
ain't.
And if you only got two grudge cars at the track, you ain't
saying nothing. Man, motherfucker, whoever got this goddamn backing up in the goddamn background,
you
fucking like, God fucking damn.
You
were
controlling
it. God damn. Hey, man, that's my girlfriend.
Hey, dog. Nah, this motherfucker drive a truck and he got mad.
he got the keys to the show.
Yeah.
God.
It's just a good topic right now. It's just a good topic. You know, it's gonna be a little bit emotional.
But like Richard said, it's sad for us, like people like me and Richard and all the girls races here in Houston. Like, we see this shit just slowly, not even slowly down. This shit rapidly down. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to go cow ass up 45 just to race one of you big-head motherfuckers from Dallas.
And this is my question. I mean, you can answer how you want, but is it the lack of promoting from the tracks themselves? Is it a lack of the fucking people race? A lack of money? A lack of what's the reason why? But it could be a lack of money because we can travel to Dallas to race, but we can't travel the same backyard race. So money and fuel and all that stuff is out of question. So it's got
correct.
To, you know, why we ain't racing in Houston, period. We can go everywhere else to race, but we can't race in our own backyard.
Man, that's a damn good question. I got nothing for that. Real talk. And I've been thinking like you, Richard.
713
Like
0067 Your mic open.
I'm gonna put it out like this.
Hey, how y'all doing?
No, nothing. I think it's our facility. I mean, that's my.
Can y'all hear me?
I think it's our facility.
Yeah.
All right, just
go ahead, Richard.
713-0037,
what we got?
I go back and forth with Dallas a lot about this. The problem with Houston is it's a huge gap in cars. You got the 580 cars, a huge gap in cars. As far as not that many cars that runs a certain range.
Therefore, there's no action
on that range.
Let him explain.
If you ain't been to the track in a year, be quiet. You got cars who's running 580 who with nitrous.
You ain't been in the track
step up and run into a pose. But then you
got
two trucks
down here that run faster than that. I mean, I'm trying to understand your range, sir.
In Houston, you got 580, you got about 30 580 cars, correct?
Yeah.
You got about 15 to 20 490 cars. Run faster
right.
than that. They can run in the 460s or whatever. Then you got that huge gap from the 460s to, let's say, 410. Those cars don't show up no more. Because guess what? They don't feel like if it's a small tire race and Flacco in that small tire race or White Chocolate in that small tire race, guess what? They're not even going to come out the trailer. They're going to stay at home.
But they're just racing.
We're not even talking about class. That, you're talking about class racing now.
And I ain't
you're
talking about no
grudge
class.
Racing in
I'm
the whole.
Talking about the grudge cars.
You just said
the grudge
small
cars
tires,
don't show up
tires,
anyway. The grudge
racing,
cars are
sir.
Dead. No.
Small tires, grudge racing.
I gave ET, do they are you not
you
talking about
I'm
the same
just, I'm just listening to what you said. You said small
okay,
tires.
Well,
you know, if such and such ain't there.
You can't name an ET. How can somebody, if somebody don't feel like they can get there,
man,
why would they
grudge plenty, somebody? It's plenty. Okay, you know how to
name some cars. Name some cars.
I can name a whole shit on the car. Let me answer your question, right? First, sir, whoever I'm talking to that's from Houston, you have
Raymond Bell.
Many. Oh, that's Raymond. All right, well, Raymond. You have many ways to agree on racing to accommodate your ET lack of, right? You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers ain't even trying to engage.
Hey, but
on
that's
that
what
team.
Kills. Right, but that's what's been killing racing. All these steals. Because the first
right.
thing
oh,
you want to
nah,
do
is steal.
Man,
okay,
I'm a fan, real quick.
Man,
real quick to Raymond. As a fan, can I ask a question, real quick?
As a fan,
why you haven't been out with your car?
Okay, you want to know why I haven't been out? I haven't been out because my car is in chassis jail. It'll be out next week. Then I got to get the car rewired. As soon as my car is done being rewired, I'll be back racing. That's
okay.
The only
reason.
But are you
going
to go back index racing,
small,
or are you going
go
to go back?
I'm switching to small tires. I'm not running 580.
You
no. going to
stay?
Everybody know that.
You going to stay index racing, or are you going to go small tires?
No. Everybody know I'm going to a small tire. I'm running
okay.
I was just talking. That's what I'm running. So I had to do a lot of updates to my car.
Right. So real quick.
I have to do a lot. That's the only reason I'm not racing.
Okay.
But let me ask you a question. Man. You see
so will you be, at HMP? Class race
I go
or HMP?
I go everywhere, man. Hey,
I'm not saying that. I'm just asking as a fan.
It don't matter to me.
I go to
Raymond Bell. I think you're missing the question.
What they saying is when you come back out, you're going to be the H&P faithfully every weekend.
Yes.
281-992-42 Your mic open.
Hey, I think, man, it's just a lack of motherfuckers with nuts, man. You know, I mean, my car was down for over a year, and I come back, and I go out to H&P, make a couple of hits. I get a cat that he come over, he holler, give.
Because you Glenn, that's why. Because you glowed.
Oh, damn. Girl, I'm thinking I'm going to sneak into the bathroom, dog.
No, you not with no voices, please. I know everybody's voice. Nah,
yeah,
that's tripping. But what I'm saying, and I ain't nobody.
I know what you're saying.
But what I'm saying, the man asked for something, and I told him, yeah, cool. Motor band, bunch of kids and shit. I said, hey, dude, let's run head up. If you win, you give me something, we run it back. If I win, I give you something, and we run it back. I told dude, I'll race you for a punching arm, man, but I'm scared I might hurt you. Run for $100. We could have beat on these motherfuckers anyway. Shit.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Glenn, I ain't cutting you off, but to address Raymond's comment, it's boiled down to what Richard said at the beginning. Okay. It'd only be two grudge cars at the track. And a motherfucker like me, I know I don't really, you know, I get criticized because I don't test and shit. So I really know I ain't going to the track because really ain't nobody that I even fucking engage with. So I'm just going to stay my happy ass at home and watch TV because there's nothing there. So if I think like that, then Tom, Dick, and Harry think like that, then fuck all the grudge races in the state home. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be something.
So it's telling y'all to answer y'all questions.
Because
he ain't trying to test, which I understand, because I ain't really trying to do no test either. But at the same time, when I have my car running, when I get it back running in a little bit, on a Sunday, I already know XRP. I'm not trying to throw no stones, but I already know there's a possible chance something's going to pop off XRP on a Sunday. So I'm going to go to the track anyway just to fuck off because I ain't going to go to no club or no bar or nothing like that. Ain't nothing to do with the house. So I'm going to go to the track. I'm gonna take my car. It's going to be on the trailer just in case some shit pop off. Mm-hmm. And if it do, then the car's already there. Opposed to me having to drive back home type shit.
That's how H&P used to be. Ask Richard. We never, Richard, back in the day, we never posted that we were going to have a race. Some shit just pop off. It'd be three or four races on a Sunday night.
Man, I think they just don't nobody want to take that L.
And that was you
also look at
that might have something to do with it too.
I don't give a fuck
taking
about
that L. Hey, excuse me, real quick, that's a fan fantasy. Raymond, shit,
yo.
What would it take, for your come out party? Shit, what you think, you and Richard Jackson engaging? Just a fan, I would like to see some shit like that, man. You know?
You want me to tell you? I'll test. Until I test, and I know what my car will do, because everything on my car new.
Okay.
And so I'm going to go out there and test. Hey, once I test, and I feel, hey, everything work, everything good. Hey, that's why I'm trying to bring you back to Houston.
All right. So
I'm
going to
be
at H&P. Yes, sir. And
the only reason I bought two shoots for my car is for H&P.
Gotcha.
Two is fair.
Gotcha.
There it go. See, there it go.
Hey,
there it go.
Can I let you know how much of a fan I am of you, Mr. Rain? I actually think the way your car was before whatever you done would have been a nice matchup. So, I trust me, I am one ultimate fan, man, and I know and I've been watching, and I love to see it happen. I thought I was going to be out there, but, hey, things happen. But I would truly love to see that, and I would encourage, some action like that at HMP for the fans. We don't like to travel out of town, and like me, it's going to be difficult to travel out of town. But if I have to watch some good racing, then that's what I got to do. But I would prefer to be here at the home track. It ain't compete where it's plenty space, plenty set down room, and man, you know, let's get it popping like, you know, back in the '90s and shit, you know, just as a fan perspective. I'm going back on me.
That boy said back in the '90s.
Hey, I appreciate it. Like I said, you know, the main thing is my car was on 33.10.5. I don't know how that go. They say, hey, you can't run on those. You can't run Little Hitter. You can't run Cub Fest. You can't run blah, blah, blah. You got to be on a 28 or a 275. So in order to do that, you got to make changes. That's just how it is.
Right. Respect. Okay. So, and that's a big adjustment. Trust me. I know.
So Raymond, you're going to be
a big side to a small side. Okay.
You're going to be more leaning towards, I'm not sorry to cut you off, but you're going to be leaning towards smaller tie, kind of like shootouts, anti-shootout type ordeal.
That's the only choice you really have because, I mean, I don't like to go back and forth. I ain't like to fuss and argue, and that's what grudge racing is right now. You got to argue with somebody 4 months to get a race.
It depends on who you it
depends on the person.
Like grudge
it depends
racing.
On the person, but, you know,
I mean, just,
it's kind of like chilling.
You can make it whatever it is. A motherfucker, looking like, I tell motherfuckers like that, motherfucker can't argue by themselves. My daddy taught me that a long time ago. Motherfucker, if I be quiet, you can sit there and talk to yourself. But I'm just saying, you it's just, you know, I'm just seeing what your preference is.
The radio
is like
the park class that Dean Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I'm just saying, I'm a little different. Yeah, we do shootouts and this and that. Me and Mr. Roger do shootouts, but we don't like participating because we like grudge to the core. You know what I'm saying? That's just how we built. You know. I will sit my motherfucking ass around all fucking day for one race, then to get in the shootout. This is how I am. We just prefer not to, unless we just absolutely have to. That's
I respect that.
Trying to get grudging back to HMP. Yeah, I'm a motherfucker that ain't been to the track in a while. I'm part of that problem. But all a motherfucker that I had to do is call somebody. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, make a motherfucker want to come.
Hey,
you know,
Troy, and that's what I was just going to ask, because I was going to say, you know how since everybody on this motherfucker is in Hood to Hood, and pretty much every Friday,
mm-hmm.
Saturday, Sunday, somebody damn near from up here, up this way, is calling out somebody or making a little post, even though I personally don't agree with that. But you, if you notice,
right.
You don't never see that down there. So I was going to say,
no,
like,
you
I
really
mean,
don't.
I was going to say, that might be another option or something y'all can do. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That could be another option y'all can do.
Like,
to start,
like a Houston
to start.
Hood to Hood, huh?
Hold on. Y'all got a Houston Hood to Hood, but what's my name running? It's lame as shit. So,
it's so lame,
hold
I didn't
on,
even know.
Can I be messing real quick as a fan? Joe, when the last time you been in Houston with your car?
Last year.
But hey, see, hold on.
Last year.
We not, that's the problem. We don't need to rely
with your
on the big-head motherfuckers. No,
not,
hold
not
on.
With your count.
Listen.
We don't need to
rely on Dallas coming down here. That's what Richard's trying to say. We got enough that was case in point this weekend. We have enough motherfuckers in our city to keep us busy throughout the year racing each other.
Troy, I agree with you, but I'm asking him right quick. Who's asking that dumb shit?
Street sweeper. Yes,
street sweeper. I came out of last
yes,
year with my car, and I was coming back again. I was coming back again 2 weeks ago with a car that I drive. The only reason why I didn't come is because the owner didn't come back from San Antonio.
Yeah,
I was planning on coming.
So the last year you came, who did you engage with?
I ran I brought myself more car. I was just coming.
Okay.
I was coming to support because my car that I grudged with, I didn't run it at all last year. So I brought myself more car. That's why 2 weeks ago I had told Troy, I had told everybody I was coming down there to grudge with the car that I had a grudge race with the Sunday we both came out there anyway. But we just didn't come. Good thing we didn't come because we had a fucked up head gasket. So it would have been a waste of trip. So
But when I get to
and he did, he did. I vouch for him there. That motherfucker woke me up at 7:30 in the morning, texting me.
Actually,
how long the drive is?
Man, man,
the motherfucker.
I'm like,
man, I'm mashing the motherfucker. I'm like, okay, me at 7:30 in the morning on a Saturday.
Yeah, I respect that, and I take that. What just Trevor Charles just said about that, and we appreciate your support. So my question is now and then, so why did you bring up the question in the beginning? If you are going to support HMP.
The thing is, Joel is just one where Joel didn't bring it up. How did this question even come up? Richard brought it up.
I know what Richard brought up, the topic. But his comment was basically, if I'm not mistaken, it sounded like him. Now, I may be wrong, but it sounded like him saying it because of the shortness of the track.
He raced at the track.
That was me. That was me, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate you clarifying that.
This shit got started way back in the day, man. Goddamn me, 10-plus years ago with that rumor about that track and this and that about being short.
Yeah, because I've always heard that track was short. Until I ran, I'm like, it really ain't that short. Only thing I seen wrong with it, it should have got that fucking brick wall right there at the end. But it, like I said, it ain't no shorter than what Denny was. So,
right.
I mean, but at the same time, just like Mr. Bell just said, Raymond Bell just said, he didn't say the track was short, but what he said, it gives that stigma.
He put two shoots.
I only put two shoots on my car because of HMP. Well, why? You know what I'm saying? He's from down there. That's his home track. So that's why I'm like, where did that rumor come from?
That's
my preference. Yeah, of two shoes. But I don't think it's because of HMP.
But see, that's what I'm
Birdman
saying.
Birdman read what, twice at the top end?
832-9202,
you might go. But see, that's my question, like. We name people that we say that can fly, but do what I'm getting at is, like, we naming Birdman, I mean, we naming Charles, we naming people that been racing for years, and all I'm asking is, do some people
put it like
feel
this.
Comfortable as far as what
ain't
they say,
no,
oh,
ain't nobody on this phone. Listen, ain't nobody on this phone fast enough to not stop at HMP. I put it like that. Ain't nobody on this phone running no three motherfucking 90. You see what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be honest with you. My boy.
Right, but what he's saying is why don't certain cars show up to the event at HMP? And so you can see the stigma of some cars not showing up if they like fast cars as far as for a small tire or a fast grudge race where the guy's like, man, I'm not going to lift. I'm not going to pop the chute early because, hell, I know I'm going to stay in it a little bit longer.
Right.
So
right.
Then that
right.
choice,
right.
that
means, yeah, dumbass
so then that would happen.
Because I can promise you, if you go to XRP or any 95% of the motherfuckers gonna run all the way to the scoreboards, even though the shit was in it 200 feet ago.
Look, I did this stupid ass shit, right? My car let me know that bitch can't make it a quarter mile. That bitch going, I'm looking, I'm all the way at the quarter. Down them talking about when you gonna get off the gas. I said, man, I'm running to the board.
Right.
I said, this bitch is not the guy to run out the back door, boy. I said, ooh. Dog don't know this to this day. I did the same shit as Steel, because Steel a quarter mile track. Nobody told me that.
Yeah.
I ain't never made a pass. I'm running all the way to the boy. Shit, Miss Graham went, I said, oh, no. You can't get out the game. Then I start getting down that way. It's dark by myself. I said, oh, Lord, I don't know where to go. So I said, ooh. It's dark down here.
Right.
But you're right. Everybody do run to the board, you know. But the people locally here,
they know where to, you know, at HMP, they know where to grab the shit at. You know, most people,
right,
they're running an eighth of mile track, and it's an eighth of mile track, and with the eighth of mile shut down, they dropping them shoes right before the light. You know what I'm saying?
Them motherfuckers out.
Yeah, they out, you know. They be getting on my ass, man. You drop them shoes late. Oh, my bad. And, you know, and that's the thing. I could drop shoes late at HMP, I can stop just fine. You know,
right.
I mean, dropping out after the light. I still stop. You know, it's just a bad, somebody had a bad experience and it then carried over and it just kept on going. But
exactly.
The main thing that Richard brought a point on that I was elaborating on was what's the excuse for Evadale? Because Evadale long than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
what's the excuse then?
Right.
You know,
well,
then,
now,
so,
you know, then that's why
I was saying it's kind of a combination between promoters and the tracks.
Right.
I don't
mm-hmm.
I mean,
feel like
you really go ahead.
Carl wasn't ready, right? So let's say if Lamar Carr was ready, he would have been at Evadale, right?
Right. Yeah.
9 times out of 10, he would have showed up to Evadale. All
right. That's right.
Mad
yeah.
Nana, that's a toss up. He may or may not
yeah.
show up. You never know.
Bad Nines,
they not coming. You know, LMR, that's another toss-up. They really – they had H2K, Tex 2K or whatever. So they weren't coming.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do 2K. So now that's already two calls. White Chocolate, why he didn't show up? Maybe the call wasn't ready. Maybe he just didn't feel like showing up. He showed up the last time.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's
right.
a question mark. So,
mm-hmm.
man, you,
right.
Salty, has he been to Evadale yet? Nope.
Not that
right. So then you start looking at the cars, you go down the list. But then you can say the same thing. Why Jesse James didn't come to Evadale?
But Jesse
right.
James came to Evadale.
He's at Evadale last year. Yeah, he's at Evadale last year. They brought
right.
Jesse James.
He came
to
last year, but I mean, I'm just naming the car that was in the small town shootout
right.
that showed up a week later.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know.
Blocko showed up
at Evadale, but he didn't show up to Dallas. Even though he was in Dallas, he didn't take his truck.
He said he was tuning.
So, I mean, so, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, stuff happens. But it does seem
right.
like it, as far as filling up those, let's say, like the Detroit hit list or the Cub Fest stuff, it's kind of like certain cars just, you get like 15, 20 cars that's just not going to travel at all. So then that turn around and go
right.
throw that race at HMP or Evadale, and now you have 50-something, now you only got 20-something. Now you have 15,
right.
now you only got 5. It
so let
happens.
Me ask y'all this. Geographically, do you think it's easier to come up, like we'll say prime example, do you think it's easier to come to DFW than it is, you know,
easy
down
deal.
That way? Because I'm going to say this, for example, yeah. Go ahead.
It's easier for, you know, your people on the East Coast to come to Dallas because they ain't got to dip down or whatever. So if
right.
they're in Birmingham or some shit like that, they go over 20,
right.
you know, they come straight over. So geographically,
right.
yes, it's easier. You saving 4 hours, and so total 8 hours on your trip.
Right.
You know, but my thing is, it's been done. If my thing is, Joe, Ethan, while I'm stuck on it,
uh-huh.
when prime time them came for years and years down here, this track was bumping.
Gotcha.
You know what
gotcha.
I'm saying? So
okay.
geographically, that's
yeah.
out the window because it can be done.
So they used to come,
not to
right.
do it no more. Yeah, they used to come
gotcha.
To HMP all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
You got
yeah, I was going to say, because that's just like
God
us,
damn.
Even up here, even though all our tracks is within the hours, like we dread. Like everybody dread going to Red Line here. I mean, Red Line, and it used to be Denton for a little bit.
Man, oh, I hate it.
Like,
I hate a driver Denton, boy. God damn, I hate
it's like
her.
We dread that drive, you know. But so I just was curious if, you know, geographically maybe, you know.
For me, leaving Houston, driving to Evadale or driving to Dallas is about the same. I don't even blink at it.
That's what I see. Me and Raymond on the same side of town. It's the same for me, too.
Right.
Like, I could get the Evadale or I could get the XRP the same amount of time.
Gotcha.
It don't matter, either or. I told a motherfucker, don't threaten me with a good time. I could be at XRP in 2.5 hours. Motherfucker. But, you know, I think it's a lot to do with the drive that people have. They don't have it no more, man.
You know, it's
right.
It back in the day, motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even have the same drive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to be at the track Friday and Sunday every fucking week. Friday I'd be at Baytown, Sunday I'd be at HMP. You know, I don't have that drive no more. It wasn't a Sunday
well,
I wouldn't have been at HMP.
Well, let me ask you, do you think it got more expensive
in the beginning of the show? It's basically what Alicat was saying in the beginning of the show. We getting older now. So, you know,
yeah, but
old motherfuckers need naps in our days now.
No.
So,
I'm old in the motherfucker. I'm old, but a motherfucker tell me they want to race me that weekend. Shit, you better believe I'm going to be there with my goddamn racing shoes on. Nobody tells that no more. You know what I'm saying?
But that's why I was asking a while ago, Troy. It might take you to do it since you got a little bit of a name down there. Shit, post on Saturday. I'm looking to bust somebody's ass tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Because it's always some dumb motherfucker up here who want to post. They looking for some action, or they going to post their grudge race that they got set up on the back line or something. So once somebody see it, the track going to be jumping today because they just got a race. Well, shit, they going out there, I'm going to go. Well, if they going,
I'm
going to go.
I'm sorry.
Man, so you got a little bit of name.
I'm sorry. I can't agree with that.
Right.
I can't agree with that. Because you motherfuckers up there, y'all ain't passing that love truck stop. Let's keep it real. You XMP racers up there ain't coming past that love truck stop. Let's keep it real.
Who is this? Who is this? Who is that?
Say, man, it's Street Sweep. I mean, hey,
man, we all shit. I passed that love truck stop all the goddamn time. That shit ain't stopping nothing.
Let's cover truck post that. Ain't nobody coming past XMP. That little truck stop in the middle of the week to engage with Trouble Troy in HMP. Come on, man. Don't. That's why I can't agree with that. You know, not saying
okay,
that
you're but
not
hold
right
on,
but
see,
wrong,
hold on,
but
see, you're missing a point. We ain't talking about they, Richard Jackson and North Troy. They ain't talking about us coming down there. They talking about you motherfuckers down there racing each other.
So why are you talking? Why in the hell are you talking?
Right.
Because, like I said, up here, people post they race at XRP all throughout the week for Sunday. But y'all don't do that down there for HMP on Sunday.
Okay,
so maybe if somebody with some clout start doing it,
and maybe it'll
spark a fire, and more motherfuckers start coming to the track. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
when we take Ms. Graham, and everybody know Ms. Graham gonna run such and such. A lot of people do come to the track. Richard say he gonna race somebody. A lot of people come to the track, but Richard ain't. I mean. Ain't nobody trying to engage with Rich. Ain't nobody trying to engage with Miss Graham. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody really, like, saying, like, man, I'm going to fuck y'all up one weekend. That ain't happening. Like Glenn just said, he got on the phone. He actually a good hit Sunday night.
Okay, Joel, let's start some shit for Houston. Who's wrong with Richard and Miss Graham?
The only two people in Houston really been engaging lately is, and it's crazy, J.R. Quick. DC.
Hey, Trouble Troy.
Right.
Hey, Trouble Troy.
Hold on. So, Mr. Quick, ain't he a 580 racer?
Whoa, he used to be. I don't know if he. I don't know what he's doing.
Okay,
we can't speak for that man, Carl. We just know he's been great. For the last month or so.
Joe, we finna help our brother Houston. Our Houston brother. Listen.
What's up?
So give me a list of who can run with Ms. Graham and who can run with Mr. Richard.
Hey, Troy.
Okay, hold on. Well, Richard was saying something.
Let's do this.
Yes, sir.
This Ms. Graham got old pressure.
Uh-oh. Motherfucker had old pressure 2 weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
Still got
you won't even answer that call.
Still got old
pressure. What else, Joe? Remember, we won't let you answer that.
I'm just saying, motherfuckers had their tongue, so I had to speak up.
Ain't no cat got no tongue over here, player. You won't let anybody talk.
Okay, I sit back.
You got all pressure.
Let's do this. Do you want to dance next Sunday?
Yeah, I don't mind. So you going to be in town?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be in town next Sunday.
We would love
that's
to.
Okay.
No,
so that'd be the first week in April, right?
Yep.
Okay, do you want to do it on that Saturday that they're having that radio event, or do you want to do it on Sunday?
It's up to my driver. Boy, my buddy. My homeboy.
If we're trying to bring Sundays back, we can shut Sunday down if we post that, Richard.
We can discuss all the money on the back lines, whatever y'all want to do. Head up, Pro Tree. Let's do it not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, because I'll be in Dallas this weekend. Watch.
Yeah, that's all I can play. We will be too.
Okay. And me and Joe go make y'all
you and Joe
a pitch
and
line.
I'm not
the
Houston business. It's Houston to put out the business.
Nah.
I'm gonna get Richard Jackson the bad report
hey,
of the week right now. To get that as a fan,
got
a bad report right now.
That's some good shit. That's some good shit right there.
That gives every motherfucker 2 weeks to be able to show up. My next thing is Scream on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Oh, goddamn. Richard is hot and hard in the morning.
Hey, y'all hear them 2-2-3s? Y'all hear them 2-2-3s coming from Richard Jackson?
Scream is...
Hold on.
It's little me on here, I know.
Scream is on the phone.
Yeah.
I'll do him and same day. I'll do it off the trailer at the same time.
What you want, man?
Good God, I'm mine.
Get Kareem on the phone. Boy, look at what we got
Nick on
here. Some Houston.
That Nick on here.
Look what
Nick.
We got here.
Nick, you Mike
Nick
hi.
Said.
Speak up, player.
Nick said, yeah. He and I said, yeah.
I'm here with, I'm here holding Kareem's hand.
What the hell?
I know it's the day after we go to that race on Saturday. As long as y'all got oil pressure, do you want to go off the trailer Sunday with Green Car?
We can do that.
All right, let's do that. That's two fucking races. Let's see if we can keep moving. See about it.
Oh,
all right,
God damn.
Okay, Rich. Yeah.
Oh, goddamn. I don't know how to contain myself over here. Okay, can I post this? Is it official or what? I don't know. You know, if all pressure, I understand that part. If all pressure, but that hey, Richard, Mr. Richard Jackson, what you got over there? 2-2-3s or you know, I need to know your MO because you born at them, you fine at them. Okay, I'm excited.
That's all, man. We could all sit on the phone all night long, but if somebody's got to do something,
There we go.
I can't get a finger at everybody else if I'm not raising myself.
Okay. So there you go. There it is, you know, tonight. On National Grudge Talk Radio. Yeah, that's what we got tonight. I mean, shit. Who would have thought we'd have got this?
Hey, look, hold on, Street Sweep. Richard got me feeling so good. Goddamn, where JR Quick at?
There you go.
Uh-oh.
Look at this. God, no, boy. Let the church say amen. Okay, let me go back on me.
Well.
Might get JR Quick on this motherfucker.
Good God Almighty.
Whole lot of locking in this motherfucker.
Don't y'all have no sleeve and shit, because I'm kind of glad I'm got this.
Hey, man, we had to call y'all from the Love Station. Go to the Love Station and stay there. We'll call you and the guests. We'll let
y'all
on the stage to come down.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
That was
good
again.
That was good again.
Street people going to post that shit. Streets people gonna post that shit. It's gonna be April 1st. Ain't nobody gonna be the goddamn track.
Nah, there you go, sir. You better believe.
Nah, I'm fucking with
you.
I hope it go down though. For real, I hope it.
Yeah,
go down.
I can hear you. Who is that talking?
We need to go and get our race off.
Who is?
It's Lorenzo. We need to go get our race off. We've been it's been brewing for a while. We need to go get it off this year.
Yeah, we're gonna get it off. I ain't never tell you what. You coming?
Hey, that's all I want you to do. We done been to you. So can you come to us this time? The Blue Z and Miss Graham.
We'll come that way.
We'll do it. Can you do it in July? Our next race.
That's gonna be up to my driver. I mean, to my homeboy. If he drives, he able to get there. Now, what part of July? My first week in July is my anniversary. I'll probably be out of town. What part of July?
Oh, it's the first week, July. It's July 4th weekend.
Oh, I got married July 3rd, 23 years ago, sir. But I'll see. I'll try to ask my wife if I can slide off. But
that's too long, J-Dog. That's too long. Just tell your wife you going to the great city of Dallas. She love coming up here.
Joe, mind your business, man.
Dallas is a nice attraction for a couple
right.
to get away from busy city of Houston and
hold on,
and down south.
Yeah.
Right
there.
See,
they got
right
that
right.
Right there.
Where
are you trying to go this year for an anniversary? Well, you trying to go this year for our anniversary?
To the D.
These cats trying to lock in a race on the first weekend in July for an anniversary. I mean, for a race.
Hey, tell your wife if she allow you to cover for that anniversary, I'll give her $100.
She said she's going to Jamaica. She want to go to Jamaica.
Now,
listen.
What date
you want to go?
It's a bunch of Jamaicans in West Dallas.
Why don't you? Now you're trying to. what date? Because they trying to set up a race with that.
No, Jamaica.
I mean, I told them my anniversary come first, so we found a date. Don't try to be funny. Now you trying to be extra. You acting like you just born the phone.
Tell your wife she comes to Dallas.
We're gonna do even better. If they book their anniversary up here, we'll get them a weekend stay at something like the W or the Omni, one of the top hotels.
Me and Joel will go half on it.
Lorenzo, we most likely we can do that. She say we can book it, the Jamaica thing after this, so we'll do that. We'll probably do that on next time.
Just take it with
them
out
before
she's in Jamaica.
Troy, you going to be
your baby? Been going for a while. We need to go on sell it.
Troy and Merritt,
huh?
I mean, he can bring all his hoes up here.
Okay, that's one's been brewing for a while. We need to go on sell.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Anybody get a hold of JR quick?
I don't got his number. Somebody send me his number. Somebody get JR quick on the phone. The grease is hot.
Did Troy get off?
Nah, Troy's still on here.
Yeah. K-Dawg, Troy ain't married, so he ain't got to ask nobody.
I don't know why Troy not married.
Wow, he sound like he know you your whole life.
Man, this man.
Move back, crazy ass dog. Move. Get your head back.
That's why the dog trying to bite him.
So we got action next week.
Shit. Think we don't when we do? Watch when I post this. Shit. It's on. I'm just saying, as a fan, you know, I love this shit.
Hey, where you gonna race
at? Excuse me? I'm sorry.
Them over want to come in on the fourth quarter. Nick, you know where we're racing at, man. Stop it.
Hey, Nick, y'all ain't got nobody you want to engage with?
No, man.
We're
going to
bring Sundays back, Nick. On our own. That's what we're going to do, Nick. We're bringing Sundays back.
Huh?
Help us out.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He said, oh, man.
Okay. God, oh, man. Okay, since you didn't respond to what Mr. Richard Jackson asked you, Mr. Richard Jackson, what did you ask him? So
he said no.
Clearly didn't hear you. Oh, he said no.
What?
So he's late and saying
what
no.
Asking? I didn't hear the man. What are you asking?
Okay. Ask him.
Would you still have anybody y'all want to engage with?
Yeah, when I get my car running, I can engage with.
A lot of people.
You can engage somebody with cream.
But they won't engage with me.
It can be one of those 490 cars or whatever. It can be anybody. A grudge race. You ain't got to call out no big dog. Why don't y'all see if y'all can run James K head up? On that
James K head up. Why don't you run James K? Let me know when that happens.
Really? You the one late. Excuse me. I apologize, Richard. I'm not trying to interject, but I'm just so hyped.
I said, I got two races already that day, or I try them that day.
That's what I'm asking, man. Nobody can tell me, because I hear where y'all racing and when.
The fuck? Okay, I'm going
HMP,
on mute. JP,
April
I'm going
the 2nd, not this Sunday, Nick, but next Sunday. Richard Jackson has locked in two races, but not this Sunday, but next Sunday. One with Ms. Graham
April
and one
2nd.
With Kareem.
Okay.
April
2nd. All right.
And
so
I am
April
looking
2nd.
For J.R. Quick.
I got you.
Anybody got J.R. Quick number? I can get him on the phone. Or can send me his number, and I can get him on the show.
I don't have it. Let me see.
Dog, you think DC give us a back shot?
Somebody need to get him on the phone.
Hold on. Let me pause. Let me interject. So, Nick,
do you have DC or what's his name number? Or J.R. Quick?
They're on my friends list, so let me inbox DC real quick.
Okay.
See, all it takes, Mr. Raymond, Mr. Glenn, all it takes is one person to wake you up. That's it. And Glenn, you give us a back time to move in the clear with that damn turbo car, we'll try you with Ms. Grant.
Damn.
So Glenn on here?
Yeah, damn. Glenn ass on here. I don't know if we hung up.
Nah, I'm here.
Yeah. Damn, Glenn, that's how we doing it or what? Let me know.
Glenn, you want another race, Glenn?
With who? Kareem?
Huh?
With Kareem?
Yeah.
I definitely want some of that.
What? Damn.
Last time I was out there, I had a problem with my car. And I talked to Kareem today. I got some shit on order. But if I got it back together, I definitely want some of that.
Okay.
Damn.
This is gonna be sweet.
Slide that meat off of it.
He said definitely so good. Like his old lady told him he's gonna give him some when he get home.
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
Win, man. Win.
That's what I'm waiting on. Damn.
Can y'all hear me?
Please. Appreciate Richie got the motherfucking.
Hey,
Nick, what you talking about?
I can hear you,
Nick.
Yeah, Joe. Now, Troy, hold up. I believe Richie does some slick stuff on his phone tonight. He rocked.
What'd he do?
He played with us around the tree, ring around the road, and struck our ass when we stopped swinging.
We fell, but we followed right in that rabbit hole,
and you pull that pussy right on.
Excuse me, sir. That sounds like an excuse. Come on, going back on me.
We are going to witness.
Man, we gonna run that man. What are you talking about?
Anticipated
we be showing up gonna run it.
In the history of professional wrestling. For the heavyweight championship of the world.
Hey, who's playing it? You playing that damn sound effect.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Wrestling fans, are you
time.
I'm most definitely ready. I'm ready to post all this tonight.
From the capital city of the United States of America, Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
God damn.
Excuse me, Mr. Cato, the message been sent as far as the request to engage the show tonight. So, you know, it's up to him, you know. So,
okay,
yeah,
okay, I appreciate
yeah.
you, bro. Appreciate
okay.
you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Hey, K-Dog.
Yes, sir.
Kareem want to try Ms. Graham. I'm going on mute.
Wow.
That's a lie.
Wow.
He said he's going on mute.
I'm going on mute.
He said he's going on mute.
Get off mute.
I will not be there for that thing. Just to be
yeah,
clear.
Yeah, you pump faking. Going back on mute. Oh, but for the record, tonight, Mr. Richard Jackson is the bear of tonight. Yeah, I'm just going on mute.
Well, you feeling good tonight, ain't you, Jason?
Yeah, into the year. I told
I'm
you.
Just, I'm just going on the record and say, no, nah, that wasn't the plan, but hell, I guess it'll work out the way it is.
No, no,
shit,
it's not, dude.
It is what it is.
I like it. Yeah,
it is what it is. I mean, if y'all remember in the beginning of the show, you know, the topic, you know, we gave everybody the topic and stuff like that, engaged. But at the end of the day, you know, it was a true question put out there. And Mr. Richard Jackson, which you initiated that question. And so look at us now. Shit, we got some action at HMP. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So I appreciate you and the rest of the racers on here tonight. Man, I mean, you know, me sometimes I speak a lot, but I'm coming from the heart, you know. I can't do nothing but come from the heart, you know. So I appreciate y'all tonight, and I love you.
I'm glad we made your night, sir. Glad we made your night.
And shit, man, y'all been doing a whole lot, man. And I can only do what I can do on my end is support it and put it out there and try to get the fans and stuff like that you know, we love what we got here in HMP. But, you know, y'all do what y'all do and support other cities and states and stuff like that for the love of girls racing, you know, at the end of the day. And if I'm not mistaken, I had put a question out there, you know. So it is what it is. Thank
well,
God.
All I know, we're going to try to knock Richard Rick Rack loose next week.
Damn.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Damn.
Excuse me.
Damn.
Hold on. I got to get the correct word.
Rick
Rack. I got
to
get the correct word.
We're going to try to knock his Rick Rack loose.
He's Rick Rack.
He is Rick Rack. Mm-hmm.
Rick Rack. Okay.
Damn.
You're going to have a Jackson race from Jackson crime.
Hey, listen, let me tell y'all something. Y'all playing. I'm telling y'all, when I post this, yes, sir. Oh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Just do your thing, baby.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Well,
what
when
you
I post this action, let me get this straight, on April the 2nd at HMP.
April the 2nd. Any given
the
Sunday.
The Battle of the Jacksons.
Uh-oh. I
right?
like that.
I love the Jacksons.
Hold on. Let me. I mean, we paint this at the same time,
it's April
right?
April 3rd.
Oh, April 3rd.
Oh,
second is radio at the park. Second is radio at the park.
Oh, come on, see the dates together, man.
See there. April Fool's. Yeah. April Fool's, goddamn me.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe. Mike, mute Joe, Mike. Mute his motherfucking mic. So let me put this picture, right? Battle of the Jacksons. Mm-hmm. Right? April what?
April 3rd. Three. One, two, three strikes you out.
Just quit on that any given Sunday.
Okay. April 3rd at HMP, correct? As a fan.
Yep.
That's what I'm putting out there.
Do not put that as a fan.
I'm not putting as a fan. I'm learning. No, listen to me. I'm trying to put out there a race of the Jacksons at HMP.
Uh-huh. There you go. Any given Sunday.
April 3rd. Oh.
Any given Sunday, April 3rd. Any given Sunday.
Okay. All right, there we go.
Need the Rick Rack stuff off of there and all that, you know.
Okay, appreciate it.
But as long as Richard know what we're aiming to knock loose. Richard know what we're aiming to knock loose. He's Rick Rack. So he know. We don't have to tell the world what we're going to do.
I can tell you I know one that we're going to give a hell either way.
Ain't no secret, sir.
And then we're going to turn around and do it at your home turf. That way it's fair.
Yes, sir.
Head up.
Oh, yeah, we ain't asking for nothing unless we need him. Unless he show us. Unless he knock our Rick Rack loose, then we going to bed. Shit.
Okay.
So we giving all we got.
There we go. Any given Sunday at HMP, Battle of the Jacksons. Pick a side. Pick a side. Tito or Michael. Pick a motherfucking side. And ride.
You gotta go with Michael. Which one is Tito?
He got to say something, man.
Which one? Damn. Which one Tito?
Yeah, that's
all
that
they're gonna have in Dallas this weekend, man.
I mean, it's obvious, Mr. Joe. Come on. But okay, I'm ignoring you from now on.
Yeah, I think that's funny. But that dude, what's his name? Clark. What is his name? The dude over there
Antonio.
Clark. Oh, Boogie.
He made a fire like 5 years ago with my picture, fucking Troy's picture, and my brother's picture, all on the same fly. The Jackson 3.
Oh, yeah, I still got that somewhere in my phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, use that.
But Troy left the group. Troy left the group, though.
Oh, he a runner. Not a track star.
Yeah, he a runner. So now Richie want to fight him because he left the group, so. How we gonna do that?
Yeah,
go do that, Rich.
Yeah, stupid.
Oh God,
no.
Nobody is Troy. He left the show too. He's not even on the show.
He's still on here,
you know. Yeah, he's
still on. He hung up.
But that
man, I'm still on. No, I'm still on here.
Yeah.
You scared of Rich? Oh, okay.
Hey, your boy said that, not me. Hold on. Mr. Chubb Charge. Excuse you, but didn't say that. Your boy said that.
All part done now. It's locked now. Yeah.
Let me find that you over there texting Richard talking about, man, like, we ain't got to do it. You know we can. Let me find out. Rich, send me that message, Rich. I can hear you. Say that again, Rich.
I said, I can promise you one thing, that Troy is scared. I promise you that.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You send me that text message on that inbox you just sent me. I got you a Christmas $100 bill. Just send it to me.
We can be friends, but when we put the helmet on, that shit goes away from talking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then when it's over, we friends again.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
That's the only way we like to do it anyway, man. We might talk with a little noise, but you know.
So let me get this straight. Head up, Pro Tree.
Matt.
Any given Sunday on the 3rd.
Showstopper. If you go over that race one more time, I'm going to decline it. If you go over that race one more time, we're going to decline the race.
Oh, now, hold on. I'm not race stopping, bro. No, K-Dog, don't do that. Don't you do that. Don't you do crate like that. Come on, man. You on national
if you
radio.
Get
come on, don't
do
that
time,
to me.
Decline. If you announce it one more time, sweep, I'm going to decline.
No. Okay. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Now you ain't got nothing else, man. Shit. If y'all ain't got nothing else, we're going to get out of here on a good note, man. Ain't nobody got nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Hey,
Big
hey,
Jake this weekend.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Big Jake this weekend,
no,
man. If y'all ain't got nothing
to
do, y'all go check him out. And come on.
Well, I mean, shit, man. I appreciate all the avenue y'all give to me on this show, man, as a fan and to speak for the fans. But I love you all. I didn't mean no harm. I didn't mean to press on no toes, but we got locked in for Houston. We got locked in for Houston for April 3rd, Battle of the Jacksons. And, you know, I'm taking advantage of this opportunity, sir. So, yeah,
there you go.
You know, I'm going to have t-shirts printed out. You know, just support my cause. I'm a real deal. I ain't looking for no motherfucking PayPal or nothing like that. Just buy a shirt. I'm going to have shirts out there. Battle of the motherfucking Jackson. Okay? I'm gone tonight. All right.
Peace
tonight.
Out, sweet.
All right, fellas. All right, y'all.
All right.